Well, good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskan again here, Christian Center Shreveport. Daily podcast here on this app. Thanks for listening today. We are in the days leading up to the 9th of Av. This is a day of what we call the dire straits, and we're going to release a prophetic warning. We want to press in these last few days about a brooding spirit that has a plan, and we must respond in like manner. All right, let's press in. Blessings to you today. Let's press in. Welcome. We are in an important prophetic moment in time. We cannot ignore what's going on. It is the 26th day of July 2023. We are in the dire straits. We've been talking about this a three-week period between the 17th Tammuz to the 9th of Av, a historical season throughout the earth, especially pertaining to Israel. Israel is a timeline. We must watch it. What's going on there reveals what can happen in the earth, and we must be on the wall. As I said, there's a spirit the enemy has that's releasing right now that he is pressing in, and he wants to move something in the spirit, and we must respond in like manner. That's my passion, is to awaken the body. As I've been saying over and over, the best thing that can happen during this moment is nothing. Now, in the warning that we're bringing here, and I'll get into it, we'll do it today and tomorrow, because the 9th of Av starts, I believe, I know it starts Thursday, so I'm not sure if it's sundown or not, but I know it's right in that period of time. What's going on in Israel right now, the judicial reform, we've talked about that before in our live streams and on these podcasts. If you don't remember, Israel is in a judicial reform problem. They have a very liberal left-wing Supreme Court that's ruling the land, and the way the laws read there is that they replace their judges. The liberals replace whoever they want with the liberals. The Knesset and the government do not have a say in that. So obviously Netanyahu is fighting for that, and it's a big battleground. And so there's protests, and if you've been watching the news, there's protests everywhere all over the land on both sides. You know, half of them celebrating the changes and the other half against it. It's a picture of the church. It's a picture of the world, the partisanship that's going on. So as go Israel, goes the world. So what we're seeing there is the same thing we're seeing in America, we're seeing in Europe and Africa, Asia, on it goes. So this is a place that we got to press in. The enemy wants to use this crisis in order to gain territory. I read an article from Hezbollah, and they're celebrating the wars, the inner battles, the civil wars that's going on within Israel. This is what the whole Isaiah 62 fast was about. And I believe that prayer movement averted, but doesn't mean we stop praying. Let's press into this moment in time. So the enemy has destruction planned. He has death. He's the enemy that wants to kill, steal, and destroy. So we can't deny what's going on here. So I want to pick up, I dug up some of my old notes from Bob Jones, who taught on this. He called it the basilisk spirit, and we'll describe that in scripture where that came from. But he gave it a name, and he also gave us understanding back in the 90s, especially when he was having these encounters. I was part of a conference he called, and we went to Florida and prayed on this issue, but it circulates. It comes back every year. That's one thing you got to understand about scripture and principles of God. The enemy tries to revisit timelines, and so does God. That's why on the feast, God likes to show up in a special way. Well, the enemy likes to show up on his timelines to change laws, to change ways, and so we must be alerted. This is a serious warning I feel like we're bringing. One of the beauties about Israel and its history is this. I think it's in 1 Chronicles 5. or Second Chronicles 5. But it talks about when they came together to worship, the tribes came together, and paraphrasing what happens when they would come to worship or war, they would lay down their banners, their differences, and say, for worship and warfare, we will fight as one. And this is where we, as a body of Messiah right now, must lay down our differences and say, we're going to fight as one. We're going to worship as one. We worship the one true God, Israel, God of Israel, but we're going to fight as one as we go forward. So in this season that we're in, we're watching the Holy Spirit really guide us through this moment. And there's important even times of days. I know the rabbis teach that from noontime to three is extreme activity of this evil spirit. That's I understand that that's just history of what they've studied. When you look at it that way, the watches, and it's interesting that we've been called to pray at the noon watch, but I forgot that fact that I remember this years ago. So a lot of these events that happened to Israel happened during those time frames, I should say. And so the destruction comes in many ways. This spirit has manifested probably now for 20 plus years that we've been tracking it through destruction, through storms and droughts and floods and heat, extreme heat and famine. And right now, look at the earth. I know Europe, especially in America, and parts of Asia. I know Turkey, other areas, Israel, extreme heat, 40 Celsius plus. Here, over 100 degrees Fahrenheit. So we're seeing these mass, and it's not lifting. It's day after day. And this could be part of the spirit. So if it goes unchecked through intercessory prayer, destruction grows, and it will come upon the people. And we must fight against this thing. We're fighting not only for ourselves, but we're fighting for what the Lord is trying to do in this area. And I think that's the response that we must do. We must care for our brothers and sisters across the earth and lift them up. I gave the dream a couple weeks ago. God showed me in Israel that the enemy wanted to come against them. And he told me in the dream, audibly, he said, the only thing holding back darkness is the intercessors praying for Israel and the people in the land, fighting in the land. So there's a geographical part of what we do is we pray. So I'm out in my heat, 100 plus, 40 plus Celsius. I'm out there praying, God, protect our people. Come against us, whatever famine. We've had the storms here. We've seen a lot of these destructive things during this three-week period already. So, I'm thankful it's nothing drastic per se. Lots of death and loss of life. We've not had that. We give thanks to God for that. But way back when Bob Jones, a prophet that's gone on to be with the Lord, he had a demonic encounter. He saw this spirit, and the Lord spoke to him that we had to oppose it. And in these visions, that spirit did not expect to be uncovered or revealed. And I think that's why the past 20 plus years we've been engaged, because it got uncovered. I've had encounters that way where I saw the demonic spirit and it didn't know I could see it. And that's very important. That's knowing the secrets of the enemy. That's the Lord's grace to give us that. So this spirit, Bob was shown, has been operating in secret, undetected, unobstructed for many years, and it became an enemy of the cross, and it had authority to release destruction and misery in the earth, because obviously the church had relented their authority because it was unopposed by the praying church. The church wasn't praying. So this evil spirit is identified, Bob said, as basilisk. That's what he identified it at. And in this spirit was, many others saw it as well, it was arrayed, and it had a wicked spirit tied to it. And these troops of the demonic were given orders to do a great battle against the church. And it was a war in the spirit, and the Lord began to show the ecclesia, the church, how to fight. So what is a basilisk? What you may have heard of this term before. It's a King James term, but it's an exemplification of the devil himself. Any spirit, demonic spirit, principality, I just always want to remind myself the foundation is Satan himself. I'm not going to be caught off guard in the sense of being focused on the spirit and not recognizing that it is just the devil himself manifesting through another spirit. But nonetheless, that's this spirit right here. And its natural physical death resulting from the spirit is derived from these plagues, these disasters, the terrorism. It even comes through that way. And its origin can be tracked back to ancient Israel. The Egyptians worshiped this spirit as the Lord and King of serpents to all others, nor to be destroyed by any. So it's displayed as a crown basilisk on the heads of their gods, and is observed at these tables you would see, these bimbam tables they called them, and other Egyptian monuments. And this demonstrates that Satan's attempt to elevate himself above God as an object of worship. And that's what this enemy's trying to do. And we are not deceived by that. So another vision Bob had, the spirit was multiplied hundreds of times larger than it was the previous year. And it was arraying in this place and trying to move in a greater way. And so it wants to go in cyclical seasons. In other words, it wants to do it at the same time. And the spirit was shown to be brooding over a nest of eggs, desiring to birth something after it sits on these eggs for a while. Now, don't get weird or don't get freaked out. This is actually in Scripture. Isaiah 59:5 says, "The hatch of the cockatrice eggs, and they weave the spider's web, and they eat their eggs, death, and which is to be crushed, break out into a viper." So here we see these eggs. That's what the enemy does. Just think about an egg. You sit on it, the hen would sit on it till it bursts. So with each revelation, the prince of darkness expressed considerable surprise at being exposed. That's what Bob said. It was accustomed to operating undetected. So well hidden in the spirit, he did not even require the darkness of night to operate as most evil spirits do. And he can operate even in the brightness of noonday. That's pretty scary that this thing can do that. And though it doesn't require darkness at night, like most, it prefers to be hidden in darkness. And this comes out of Psalms 91:6. It says, "And of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, or the destruction that lays waste at noon." Psalms 91:6. So we know that's what is happening here. So we don't want to be deceived. We want to be active whenever this opportunity comes, and whatever this thing manifests, that we be a place where we're wise to what the enemy's trying to do. And I don't want this group to be ignorant of that. So let's break down where it is in Scripture. I realize I'm going to have to stop here in just a second, but I want to give some Scripture reference to this because I think it's really important that we lay this out, because this can be weird to some people. So this word basilisk is derived from basileus, I think it's how you say it, skos, meaning kinglet or king, and signifies a mythical reptile hatched by a serpent from a cock's egg. In Scripture, basilisk is described as translated as a cockatrice or an adder. So the Hebrew word basilisk occurs in Psalms 91:13, Isaiah 14:29, Isaiah 11:8, Isaiah 59:5, Proverbs 23:32, and Jeremiah 8:17. So we can't ignore that. It's sitting there, Psalms 91:13. "And thou shalt walk upon the asp, and in the basilisk thou shalt trample under the foot the lion and the dragon." There's our authority. Thank you, Lord. You've given us authority over this spirit. Proverbs 23:32. "But in the end, it will bite like a snake, and it will spread abroad poison like a basilisk." There it again. Like I said, these are King James passages. But Isaiah 11:8. "And the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall thrust his hand into the den of the basilisk." Okay, are y'all with me now? I can keep reading these scriptures, because I want you to know that it is in the Word of God. It's not something we're making up, and I don't want you to be scared, but I also don't want us to be ignorant of what's going on. And then the last one I will say is Jeremiah 8:17. "For behold, I will send serpents, basilisks among you, which will not be charmed, and they shall bite you, says the Lord." So even sometimes the Lord would allow that to happen. Now, we're believing he doesn't want this to happen at this time. They break their eggs. They do these things. And so we're in a moment where we have to fight. Will you fight with me? We only got a couple days, guy. Let's press in today and tomorrow especially if you're listening on time and on schedule. Lord, I thank you that you're telling us these things are brooding, they're planning destruction and evil. We disagree with that. And we respond in like manner and say, no, as hard as he's fighting against us, we're going to fight against that spirit. Thank you, Lord. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. Father, we ask for those weapons to be released in a greater measure to us today. In the name of Yeshua. All right. Come back tomorrow. We'll finish this. Thanks again for listening each and every day here on the podcast for Christian Sinners Shreveport. I'm Pastor Tim Karskett, and as always, doing these daily podcasts. I so love doing them. Thank you for following us. You can always check us out on our website, ChristianCentersReport.com. Don't forget, this is the last week for signups for our Aleph School of Ministry. We have a website, Aleph SM School of Ministry stands for Aleph, A-L-E-P-H, AlephSM.org. You can go there, read about our school. Look, maybe you don't want to go. Maybe you know a young person, somebody that wants to go full-time, wants to be in the ministry, but wants to be used and equipped in the gospel of the kingdom so they can change or contact us. We'd love to have them as students in this coming semester. God bless you. See you tomorrow.